Parshas Vayelech has the two last mitzvahs in the Torah, and it's obviously whenever you have some type of chsima, you always have something which is also kind of the shmir and everything. A chsima that klal is, it either is a shmir on something, or it's something which is choysim, the inyanim. So the last two mitzvahs in the Torah are Hakel and Ksiva Sefer Torah. So both of them are lechura inyanim of Chizuk HaTorah, Chizuk HaDas, like it says. And as such, it seems to us that it's they should be fairly similar. If you take a closer look at the mitzvahs, they're very, very different. And I try a little bit to get a sense. Obviously, these are two inyanim that complement each other, but come very different from their very different ways. First of all, the mitzvah of ksiva is on every yachid. The mitzvah of hakel and dafka, it's the ksiva is on every yachid. Even if a person yashin the Sefer Torah, whatever it is, a person has a chiyuv to write his own Sefer Torah. The Pasha Ezber, the Chinuch says to be marbe more Sefer Torah, but there's a gosha in Chazal that even if the person yashin Sefer Torah, the person still needs to write his own Sefer Torah. Hakel is everyone together, dafka. Hakel is is ba'al peh, whereas ksiva is dafka ksiva. Ksiva Sefer Torah, the chiyuv is on every single ois and tag. The halacha is, if you have a Sefer Torah that's not kosher, if it's missing an ois and you fill it in, you yoitza. If you magia a Sefer Apostle and you make it kosher, you yoitza. In the Hakel, there was a kriya. It was very interesting. The kriya was on Sefer Dvarim. Not all of Sefer Dvarim either. It was sort of a skipping around. He started beginning Sefer Dvarim, he got to Krishma, and then he skipped over, and so on. There's very unclear. It seems like almost just Rashi Prakim. The Ikri Mitzvahs, the Ikri Inyani Das, and so on. But it's very different than Ksiva, which is Dafke Choleis Vois. But so I'd like to try a little bit to understand the two halakim of it. But I'd like a little bit to focus on Hakel first, because there's a lot of nekudas in Hakel that are very unclear. The first thing is, the Lechura, the Chiyuv, who is the Chiyuv on? There are mitzvahs, l'mashal. There are mitzvahs that are on every single person. So let's say Aliyah L'Regel, which is not quite everybody, but you have Aliyah L'Regel. So b'meila, everybody comes to Yerushalayim, and everybody's there. Anybody who's Mekayim Aliyah L'Regel is there. So if the mitzvah were on every single person to come to the Maimed of the Hakel, so you'd have everybody there. The Rambam says, clear the way when he describes in Hilchos Chagiga, when he describes the mitzvah, he describes the mitzvah to be on the mitzvah is to be makhel klal Yisrael. L'chura tzachiv on the people to come. So every single person is obligated to hakel, just like by Re'iyah. So anyone who's mechuyev in Re'iyah, all the scharim that are mechuyev in Re'iyah come. If a person doesn't want to be mekayim mitzvah, there's always kfiyah. Or whatever the different mitzvahs is, some kfiyah, some not kfiyah, but chaleifin, that's secondary. It's secondary that it's something which is coming, it's a mitzvah on us, and somebody has to be kaifet. The mitzvah's hakel, the mashmos, is that the etzim mitzvah is on the melech, or on whoever. It says lahakel. Why don't you just say, everybody's mechuyev to come? So the tzura of that mitzvah, It says Anoshim Anoshim B'Taf. So Rashi brings the Chazal V'Taf Lamabo Lo Se Sochel M'Vi'Ehem. So what does that mean? Everyone asks this kasha. Mimonefshach. If the kid can listen and understand, if he's old enough to listen and understand, then it's good for him. Why are you bringing this boy? He's not bar mitzvah yet. Why are you bringing him to shul? Because he gets into the davening and he davens and so on. If he's a kid who just makes noise, just doesn't runs around, doesn't understand and so on, so it's not a schar for anybody. So what's a schar? You're telling me like this. Be'etzem, this is not a ta'alas for the kid. So what's the schar for the mivayhem? That, I mean, so tell him that he should come with a 100-pound bag strapped to his back to give him more schar. In other words, you're making, what's the schar for? You're making just life more difficult. He gets more schar because it's more difficult. If you know, it says lama, you know, taf lama, bo. So either answer to ta'alas, so that I understand. And or if it's not a tellus, what's a tellus for anybody? So why is he got a schar for bringing it? That's a shaila. Everybody asks this. Everybody talks about it. But that's a shaila. I would like to contrast it. If you think about ksiva sefer Torah, even if your father left you sefer Torah, you still have a chiyuv to write your own sefer Torah. It's interesting here that there's a hadgasha on the father, dafka getting a schar for bringing his kid. Over there, the kid has to do his own sefer Torah without the father. It's not exactly the same, but b'chol eif an interesting juxtaposition. Next, we would expect the Rambam, when he describes this maimed, it's like a mini maimed Har Sinai. So one would expect the Reish Sanhedrin should be the one to read the Sefer Torah. The Reish Sanhedrin should be the one that is the best person to represent. Why the Melech? The Melech has no tafkid. Kohanim, it's mentioned in Shaftim, Kohanim are also sort of the Meir Hira of Klal Yisrael. So Kohanim in some level, in some degree, are the people who also have a chelek. Exactly the role, the difference is needs a beer, but b'chol eifin, there's some, a Navi, you can't always schedule a Navi, but a Navi brings the Dvar Hashem. The Melech L'chura has no particular reason why he should be the one to do it. The timing of it, so it's at Shemit. So I understand that it should be on a Yontif, that everybody is anyway in Yerushalayim, so it makes it much easier. You know, it's everybody's there anyway. It's not an extra tircha. Whatever it is, it makes sense. But why? I mean, the Torah says, "Vayitzav Moshe son Leima miket sheva shanim b'moyet shnas hashmita." In other words, the particular date is shnas hashmita. So, and Adrabah, I saw some sfarim klara halacha shaila. If let's say there was no shmita, Klal Yisrael was still galus, and then Mashiach came, and then you restored everything. Is there still a halacha of Hakel? Does it have to be Dafke Shnas HaShemitah or just a Minyan Shanim of Sheva and Shemitah? All those Minyanim about Hakel are why Dafke Motzei Chag HaSukkah, so do it the first day of the year. There's something about Hakel. Yes, it's a Chizuk HaDas and it's a Maila like to Chazer over Yikrei Torah and so on. But there's something unique about the way it's coming, and there's something more to the setting of it than just a stam chizuk hadas. Also interesting the choice of dvarim. So, if you want to say gufei Torah and ikar Torah, we could have taken aseres hadibros, we could have taken parshas kedoshim, mishpatim, and so on. And we could have done that also. It's Chumash Devarim. We don't do the entire Chumash Devarim, but we do parts of Chumash Devarim. Is there a Yichud to Chumash Devarim? Of all the things, because if you're looking again, Kriya Shema is Ikri Mitzvahs, I understand that, is Ikri Adas, so is Aseres HaDibros. You could have gone back to Aseres HaDibros there. You're looking for Parshas with a lot of Mitzvahs, so you have Kedoshim versus Kiseitze. Anyway, you're not learning the whole Devarim. So say that you take the Parshas that are the Ikri Adas and you read that. So let's be mine a little bit in the whole Indian of Hakel Bechlal. The Gemara, the Chazal say that Parshas Kedoshim was given Behakel because it's Roiv Gufei Mitzvahs, I think Atluyim Bo, it says. There's some Yichud to Hakel that it's Roiv Gufei Mitzvahs are given there. So the Pashto Pshat that you learn is you wanted everybody to know these mitzvahs. You know, it's like it's important for everybody to hear. Lemaisa, the mitzvahs were anyway relearned afterwards, and they were taught to everyone. It's mashma. There's more to it than just we want everybody to know these mitzvahs. There's many more mitzvahs than kedoshim. The other mitzvahs, it doesn't say hakel. There's one other place. It says that since the Chet HaEgel was behakel, therefore vayakel Moshe, there was also vayakel. So over there, it certainly is not. What's the vayakel? What's the nekuda vayakel that the kilkel is vayakel and the tikkun is vayakel? Those are only yonim about mitzvahs hakel. It's a mitzvah that we unfortunately don't have b'zman hazeh, so we're not familiar with it. There's not much discussion about it. But it's a mitzvah that's more left ununderstood than understood. So let's understand a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, on the parashas, he says that the chasima of the Olam HaMitzvahs is one mitzvah that shayach to the Yochid and one mitzvah that shayach to the Rabbin. Mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah is for the Yochid. It's on every yachid. Mitzvahs hakel on the tzibur b'kol yusar, and therefore that's the way it had. The Torah is choisim with both those in yanim for that reason. When we talk about hashras hashchina, when we talk about the olam mitzvahs, we're to ask ourselves what is the Olam HaMitzvahs? So we would have to answer this two in Yonim. Every Maisa Mitzvah is a Kli, and it's a Kli for Hashra of Shechina, for some sort of Kedush to be Chal on it. In other words, both of them are inseparable. Without a Kli, If you pour water and there's no glass to hold it, there is no you don't have water. If you have a kli and you don't pour water into it, then basically the kli is useless. It's bad. It's not a kli. If a kli that's if somebody makes a kli to hold air in it, doesn't have a shem kli on it, because holding air is not something that you do with a kli. A kli means that it has a kli kibble for something, and there's something that it's waiting to be makabel. The olam of mitzvahs is that kli. The Maral, when he speaks about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he speaks about, not Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, sorry, he speaks about the three regolim versus Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And basically, in broad strokes, what he says is, it's in Gvuris, he says that the three Yontovim are all milus in Klal Yisrael, and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are the chibur of Klal Yisrael to Ribbono Shelom. That is the hevdel between them. So whenever we speak and ask ourselves, what does the Olam HaMitzvahs do for you? The answer is, it makes you a better person. And being a better person means you're more shayach to be mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like if a person, l'mashal, he dresses up well, he puts himself together well because he wants to meet someone else. And he wants to come across well to the other person. So one part of it is I look in the mirror and see what needs straightening up. And it's with the understanding so that I be greeted well by the other person. So Olam of Mitzvahs, the Olam of Ruchnius, is two parts to it. One chelik is the personal the change in the kli, the shipur in the kli, the making the kli a nicer, more suitable kli. And then, if we're lucky, there's a chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The description, the psukim, and the description in Chazal for that is Hashruas Hashchina. The Mishkan was spelled out in exquisite detail. There's no mitzvah more particular than the Mishkan, and everything about it was given excruciating detail that you couldn't vary. Then when everything was finished, Aaron HaKohen was waiting for Hashruas Hashchina, and he was disappointed. There was none. That Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Do this," and you bring the karbanis, and it's Hashruas Hashchina. So, in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of mitzvahs, we have the two halves: the tikkun of the person himself and make himself roy for Hashruas Hashchina. In the tikkun of a person's own self, those are in yanim that each person individually. It applies to every person as a yachid. Betzim, not a big difference between a yachid and a rabbin. If I do something, and I work on my learning, on my mitzvahs, tikduka mitzvahs, my davening, etc., those are personal changes I have to make. It's sometimes easier to do it with a tzibur. Rabbi Moshe is a mitzvah. It's a chizuk. But b'cholayfin, lemaisa, it's personal avoida. Because when we're talking about a person changing himself and developing, it's all personal. When we talk about Hashruas Hashchina, when we talk about the content, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'ikashera in a tzibur. Be'ikashera, be'asara, and b'maklis yivisam chay Yisrael chav beis elef, the constant shurim and shishim ribu and so on. The greater the shear of the tzibur, the more it's a kli for greater Hashruas Hashchina. So one person, no matter how perfect he is, he can stand out as being a very, very perfect person. But the amount of Hashruas Hashchina is going to be limited. It's when you have b'makalo yisivus amcha Yisrael, when you have a kohol, a tzibur, that's where Hashruas Hashchina is. The ultimate kli mitzad the kli kibble. So just like if a person has a kli that has many, a person has, let's say, a car, and has many, many parts, so if something is broken, each piece has to be dealt with it, with its own issue and fixed in its own way. But the car doesn't work unless all the pieces are put together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built this world for Hashruas Hashchina, and therefore the kli is no yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an am. And that's why l'mashal v'nikdashti b'soich bnei Yisrael, the Kiddush Hashem is be'asara, and so to Chil Hashem, Yisrael, because the betoich, the only time there's a toich of Yisrael is when you have asara. When you have asara, you have a kli kibul for a certain dag of Shechina, that's mechayev Kiddush Hashem and the hefech and Chil Hashem Hashem. That's the difference between the inyanim of mitzvahs on a personal level, on a specific level, and a klolistic level. The mitzvahs ksivas Torah is every single person has a chiyuv to have a Torah of his own. sometimes we mistamech on a tzibur, if everybody is learning shtark, and I'm not learning so shtark, so I'm quite happy because the ma'aseh baruch Hashem, I'm shayach to big tzibur. That's wrong. What's negia to the tikkun of the pieces? Every piece has to work on its own. And just like a car, you can't say if it needs 1,000 pieces to work. Mm-hmm. So one piece will say, well, 999 pieces are working, I don't have to work. It's not. Anything that's part of the atzmius of the car has to work. So not only that, he can't depend on a sefer Torah from his father. Every person that's born and is created has his own mitzias and his own tafkid, and b'meila, just because a sefer Torah from his father, that's not his sefer Torah. He has to write his sefer Torah, and if he doesn't, he's going to be deficient, and it'll shtar everything, because one hole in a kli is the whole kli. Maybe it'll somewhat do its job, but tachlis, it's not going to be a kli if there's a hole in it. But then there's a different inyan, and that is the inyan of hakel. Hakel means that klal yisrael beklol yusa. Klal yisrael beklol yusa forms a metzias of Torah mitzad the toichen of Torah mitzad the dvar Hashem. The Rambam says that when a ger comes, when you come to Hakel, it's like Maimed Har Sinai. Every person can have a sefer Torah. Maimed Har Sinai, a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Noisna Torah, that happens dafke in a tzibur. And therefore, the mitzvah is not that everybody should learn dvarim on the once in 8 years on Sukkis. The mitzvah is not that the melech should read the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is not that we should listen to the melech reading the Sefer Torah. None of those three descriptions of the mitzvah are correct. The mitzvah is that the melech shaf a kohol, that the melech create a kohol, and in a kohol of Klal Yisrael, the divrei Torah are the etzem mitzias of Klal Yisrael. That's what hakel is. So it's the opposite. It's not the pshat. We want to be this Torah. We want to be mechazik. Best thing to do is to call a big kenes esayrus and get everybody together, and we'll pick the melech to lay and so on and so forth. The reason why it's a melech is because a melech shafts the am. There's no melech without an am, and there's no am without a melech. And b'meila, the melech is. The Rosh Sanhedrin paskins halachas and teaches. The Kohen Gadol is Yeru Mishpatech, and the Kohen Gadol is being said. All wonderful things. They don't create a klal. All of Klal Yisrael around the Kohen Gadol is not a kohol. All of Klal Yisrael around the Navi is not a kohol. It's Klal Yisrael dafka around the Melech that creates a Shem Kohol. And that's why the Melech is something that is he's the Nekuda of that, and this is the Nekuda of his Malchus. His Nekuda of his Malchus is that when he creates an Am, he creates an Am with Torah is its Teichen. It's interesting, there's no yeshiva. The only one who's allowed to sit in the Azara is the Melech from Malchus Beis David. Now, so standing is a sign of achna. Obviously, sitting down is a certain sign of, balabatishkeit, this is my place, so to speak. And you wonder, again, so one would think the Kohen Gadol should sit. The Kohen Gadol is the big person in the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi, but why the Melech? And the answer is because the Beis HaMikdash, more than anything else, is a v'shachanti b'soicham. It's because the toich of the Ashuras Hashchina is Klal Yisrael. So the nekuda around which Klal Yisrael shafsach around which Klal Yisrael forms is the Melech. And b'meila, the Melech, he's the head person in this case. In any time when you have Ashros, Ashkin, and Klal Yisrael, the Melech is that Nekuda. So the mitzvah of Hakel is to bring everybody to Shafa Kohol. And that's why Chet HaEgel was such a pagam, because something was able to create a Kohol of a Yakohalu. The Yakohalu is when you have 1,000 people doing an Avera. So 1,000 people are doing an Avera. But when you have a community of Avera, a community of Chazafreses, what does that mean? That's a whole different world of gam. And that's why you needed a Yakohalu, of a Yakel, to Zelumaseh to the Yakohalu. Because the pagam was much deeper than 1,000 people worshiping the eagle or 10,000 people worshiping the eagle. It was that somewhere along the line it began to form a pseudo community, an eagle community. That's what the pagam was. So Klal Yisrael one comes together and becomes a kohol. The Hiskalus happens specifically after Shemitah. And let's explain possible reason why. Kolzman Klal Yisrael Yoshim al Admasam. When Klal Yisrael is sitting on Admasam, each person has his own particular Metzias. A Makam, we've said many times in the Maral, defines a person. This is where he is. This is what he is. So we get together, but he's from here. He's from here. He's from there. So in a certain sense, a shiyuch to a place, it means that the first and foremost, I'm of here. You're from Don. I'm from Naftali. He's from Zvul, and so on. Shemitah is afkata de Malka. Shemitah is a certain. It's at least as far as the Arotzes go, as far as the Eretz goes, it's a certain Kiliha Eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafkia our ability to Balabatva, and b'meila our Metzius is not defined by the land anymore. Especially on Yontif, when we go up to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. So that means that our whole Metzius becomes Dovuk. We define ourselves not by a particular location. We define ourselves by being Am Hashem. The most we come to be defined as Am Hashem is at that moment. We really sort of became disconnected from our Adama, and now we're physically all belong to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not this Chalkel Shvatim. Yerushalayim is a type of city that is above everything. It's a metzias like Shevet Levi, where you bet some you have a place to be, but it doesn't define you. It doesn't become your defining makom. And b'meila Klal Yisrael is shayach to define themselves as an am that is sviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting. You lain until Levara Brisa Shekarzi Tam B'Chayrev. Betzim, the Melech was being kairis a bris with Klal Yisrael. It was being kairis a bris in Klal Yisrael with in this maimed of Hakel. In the maimed of Hakel, we became an Uma that our teichnes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila that becomes Hashras HaShchina is when we have a kli that's dedicated for Kodesh. Hegdish has to be put into Kalim of Hegdish. And b'meila, if the kli is kulei kodesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's what it becomes. So the maimed of Hakil is the maimed that takes Klal Yisrael, makes an uma that is kol kulei, it's toichen as Hashem. The tachlis of every individual is where does he belong in this kli that is machzik kaviyochel the shechina, and that creates a kli that becomes a chetim tzifrit. That's the maimon of Hakel. So it's I'd like to hit on why Sefer Devarim Dafka. And this is it's a little bit of a deeper nekuda, and try to explain it. The Sefer Devarim is a very interesting sefer. Let's understand the difference between Hashras Hashchina when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks from Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could speak from on top and from the bottom. Vayered means he came down to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. The first four Sfarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The fifth Sefer, it was Moshe who said it, and it's Torah. It's an interesting, we spoke about a few times about the Maimed of Sefer Devarim. It's a very interesting hybrid. On the one hand, they're Divrei Moshe. On the other hand, they have a din of Torah. So if I give a mashal for it, it'll help us understand it. When a person stands in front of a mirror, and I look at the image in the mirror, how do I describe that image? I can describe it in terms of the of what it's reflecting. Yeah, this is the person, this is the table, this is the chair, this is the window, etc., whatever the mirror reflects. Or I could say it's a mirror. It's just a flat mirror. Either of those two descriptions are correct. So whenever I have something that mirrors something, then it's has two dinim. It's like this be'etzim is the mirror, but the image is the real true image that was. The less clear the mirror is, the more pogum the mirror is, the less and less we can call it the original, and this is this particular image is the mirror's image. It has nothing to do with the origin. It's its own creation. But if the mirror is fine and reflects it well, then it be'etzim gives over the original. But it's coming from a cliché. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rutzin was that he would be mashpi on this world, and then this world would absorb enough hashpa that it can re-radiate that hashpa and not lose anything. The best mashal for that is the Shemesh and Chama and Levana. The Shemesh and the Levana are the perfect example of what ought to be. The Shemesh is light, is what bounces off the Levana. Ideally, the Levana reflects all of it. Not ideally, it loses a lot. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin, the Bria, was that he be Mashpia to the Bria, and not that the Bria just absorb it and that's it, but that now Kvod Hashem should become reflected from the Bria in a way that you could say, this is the Bria or this is Hashem. It's sometimes Chazal, they express HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilo expresses his pilus. Look at Yulud Isha doing this and this. Look at Abbas Adam doing this and this. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Toyer Eretz Michvoidecha. That the world reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. So it's not just that the world sit back and look at it, but that the world echo it. The world reflect it. That's the Shlemus. Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu reflecting back what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mashpi on him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was such a shalom, such a spaklayim ira, that when he reflected it, it reflected everything accurately. In other words, Sefer Devarim is the Torah of Klal Yisrael. Sefer Devarim is Klal Yisrael had been at Sinai. Now when they give it back, it's given back Devarim Dik. Devarim is our chidushim that are mechavon lamita shel Torah, so to speak. And b'meila, the tachlis of Klal Yisrael is that tachlis. So, the chesim of Torah ends with two shmiras. One shmira on a yachid, and one shmira on the kohol. I want to a little bit talk about the lemaisa of both halves of it. One, like we said before, there's a tendency that a person credits himself with whatever the tzibba does. So if a person is in a base medrash that's very strong and booming and learning stark, he's sitting maybe lackadaisically, but he feels good about himself because he's part of the tzibur. He excuses his own deficiencies on the tzibur. Let's take a simple example. Imagine tzibur has to raise a huge sum of money, and they do it, and he gives a dollar of his own. So he feels very good. Baruch Hashem, we put together $1 million for Nisrach. It's true that your share was a dollar, but together. So there, the person is shirking his own chelik, and his own chelik is very deficient. And a person needs to understand that what the tzibur does not count for him. He has a schiyuv to hold his own. And a person has to look inwards. The fact that the person comes with a Sefer Torah from a great-grandfather and a grandfather and a father with a half a dozen Sefer Torah that every one of his Heilige Zedas wrote, that's very nice. Where's your Sefer Torah? And your Sefer Torah can be missing an ois. You can't say, well, I'll just add on a Haggah to their Sefer Torahs. Everybody needs a total Sefer. That's the world, and it has to be every single tag and ois in the Torah. But there's a second half, and this is no less relevant. We don't have a mitzvah today where all of Klal Yisrael comes together. But till that time, we don't have it. We do have kehilas, and a person. When a person chooses his makom, whether it's a yeshiva, whether it's when a person settles down and he has a choice of different shuls. Sometimes we're oblivious to it, and we say, I'll pick the place that's most convenient, the times fit well, the distance fits well, whatever it is, some cheshm like that. I am what I am, they're different, but fine, I am what I am, and that's that. Maybe davening's even a little bit quicker, so certainly suitable, and therefore everything is fine. That's the chitzonius of it. Hashos Hashchin and the big man gives into words maybe don't exist, but it does exist a teichen that a person feels, senses, absorbs, and really, really becomes the core of his being. It's there. Anybody who's shayach to it. There's a reason why people come back to yeshiva for Yom Ne'orayim on special occasions. There's a reason when a person looks for a tzibur that's more elevated. So obviously, if it doesn't, for a person to walk into tzibur, everybody's is fast bahab and davens kavanas arizal, and he's not holding there. He's not shaykh to that. Kli is not shaykh to that. Toichin is not shaykh to that tzibur. A person can't artificially put a tzibur. But if a person needs to finds a tzibur where he feels that the toichin, that this is a kli that allows for ashuras hashchina in a way that really is it's more intense, and the person knows down deep that this is, he senses it. The excuse of what's the difference, a davening is a davening and a davening anyway, and I am who I am, and so on and so forth, that falls very, very short of understanding hakel, understanding that it's part of a total mitzias. The reason why bringing the taf, we're talking about taf that maybe don't understand the words, but it's the one who brings him, the fact that I want to be maknasim lebris in this tzibur, that I want him to be shayach to Klal Yisrael. The child may not understand the prat, but he's a part of Klal Yisrael. The Schar L'Mivieiha means that I, just like a father's maknas lebris, a child, it's when he brings him for hakel, it's a din in the father. that he's bringing him into the klal. He may not be shaykh to the prat, he may not be shaykh to the dvarim, but shaykh to the klal. A person, when a person is mishaykh himself to a tzibur, so a person's toichen changes. And yes, those are things that, so when you have a discussion with somebody, when you argue with somebody, it's very hard. I mean, you know, when you talk about dry words, so was I yoytze tefillah there? Of course you yoytze tefillah. Was I yoytze more tefillah here than there? Of course not. Tefillah is tefillah. If I daven here with great kavana and here with less kavana, which is better, which is worse, if it comes down to a discussion, then it doesn't have words to describe it. But a person knows b'pnimi yusay that the toichin he fills up with when it's a kli, when it's a hakel that has a different malchus, different melech and different malchus with a different quality to it, is different. And because it's things that are hard to quantify and put halachas to it, it's between a person and Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's there at the deepest level possible. These are zmanim of hakel. Yom Neroyim in halacha, it's mudgash to go to a shul, big shul, a bigger shul, in yanim of ashtech tzibur. These are zmanim of hakel. And same thing with you, and with yontif. I just thought that the reason why it's sukkah stuff is because chaga osif. Chaga osif is a zman of asifa. It's a zman when a farmer is working the field, he cuts each stalk individually. But when he puts them in the granary, he puts the whole package together. So chag sukkah is a zman, a klolistik zman. Belonging to a tzibur, being shayach to a tzibur that has a teichen of a yontif, is it's a whole different world than being yoytze tefillah. It's something that a person needs, and mizeh mizeh tanach yotcha. On the one hand, just because a person is fine with the ruach, it doesn't justify his own shortcomings. And like we said before, sometimes people excuse their personal shortcomings because they're shayach to tzibur that's very shalom and very davuk. And meidach gisa, people content themselves with the kli and shortchange on the teichen tremendously, because it takes a little bit effort, a little bit whatever it is. But understanding the chesim of Torah are two inyanim. There's a sefer Torah that every single person writes, that's from A to Z, from Bereishis that you call Yisrael. It's negiah to every person. What your yichus did, what your kehillah did, what anybody else does is not relevant. You have a chiyuv to do each and every step of it. And then there's an inyan of hakel, when the tzibur comes together, when a lot of people who did what they could come together, that's when you first begin to have the teichen. The more a person stels su to a tzibur of quality, of content, of kedusha, he becomes a kli for that. It's something that you can notice it somewhat externally, but more than anything else, every single person b'pnim yusa knows what's in that teichen and what's in that kli. Chaps.
The mitzvah hakel is dafka on the melech, or it's everybody together.
The way it's written, you have to listen to a melech. But the way it's written and the way it's described is, it's the mitzvah to be makil kol Yisrael. It's actually a melech. Yes,
the mitzvah melech.
Yeah,
and then
it's the ma'isa hakel. No, the mitzvah is called hakel because it's hakel.
So nobody gets like a spot for that mitzvah. So